Here's Halloran with something to think about.
The president is the commander-in-chief. This week, he isn't acting like one. Tennessee is the volunteer state. It is a state of tough-minded, independent people who stand up and who step up. Tennesseans represent the best of America. When those five Marines were senselessly gunned down in Chattanooga, we lost some of America's finest. Our soldiers die on foreign soil far away from home, and many times we don't know their names as they pay the ultimate price. But we know these people. These are our neighbors. In war theaters, they stand in harm's way, strong and loyal. But when they die at home, it's different. When they die in Tennessee, it's different because we know them. As Commander-in-Chief, President Obama should have been among the first, if not the first, to speak up about this horrible loss. He should have ordered flags at half-mast. He should have come to Chattanooga. Why? Well, because as Commander-in-Chief, these are his soldiers. If five employees at Apple were gunned down, you better believe the CEO would be front and center. If five students over at the University of Tennessee were gunned down, the president of UT would be front and center, offering support, comfort, and solutions. But the president has phoned this one in. The president has visited Tennessee a couple of times in the last year, at least twice. Well, if you can come to Tennessee to tout health care reform, you can come and pay honor to the soldiers you command. Just something to think about.
Tune in for Triple H mornings, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.